Morning Rat Race, 95.9 The Rat. Today, our No Sweat News brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. You only pay for what you need. And here it is. Story number one. This sounds like a challenge for those, let's just say, with the munchies.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a problem. There is a massive Girl Scout cookie surplus in America.
Oh, what?
A massive Girl Scout cookie surplus in America.
That's a good plan. That's a good problem to have.
We are calling on the Rat Rock Nation, those of you with medicinal or recreational, to help solve the problem of this massive Girl Scout cookie surplus.
Yes.
Quite frankly, the number of boxes that did not get sold because of COVID is shocking.
Oh, no.
There's an excess of 15 million boxes of Girl Scout cookies left over from this season.
Need to get my hands on some Thin Mints immediately.
The absolute best.
Look, I don't know where the surplus is located, but bring about 100 of those boxes over to Belmar right now.
Here's what you do. You go
to be flying out the window.
I can tell you where they're located. GirlScoutCookies.org gets you started. Now, there's a couple of things you can do. You can, one, plan for a very, very munchy weekend. Or, if you like, you can check out the Hometown Heroes program and buy cookies for frontline workers or military members.
Oh, that's nice.
Police officers, firefighters, the whole bit.
I get it.
Or you could plan for a very munchie-filled weekend.
Oh, that's what I'm going to do.
15
in the freezer.
15 million boxes are left over from the season because they weren't really able to sell door-to-door. In-person sales were kind of limited. And then we did those stories of people setting, like Girl Scouts actually setting up at marijuana distributing places where things are recreational and legal.
Yeah, right.
And then they got kicked out. And that was all this nonsense. So now we got 15 million boxes of Girl Scout cookies on our hands. America, it is a call to arms.
Oh, my God. Listen, I don't know of any. The Girl Scout cookie, specifically Thin Mint, has to be on the Mount Rushmore of cookies. It is simply one of the most delicious treats of all time.
I need that and a gallon of milk. I'm ready to go in, sir.
Yes. And do you do the freezer thing? Or no?
I do to save them.
My brother says putting them in cold storage actually reduces the taste in the chocolate. But he went to Dartmouth. He's an Ivy League guy. They don't know cookies up there. He's got his head up his ass.
Well,
I know cookies.
I don't know about that, but I do thaw them out before I eat them.
You do thaw them out?
Yes,
I do. See, I go straight from the freezer right to the mouth, Carl.
And I'll give you something. I like the shortbreads, the trefoils.
You like those?
That's very traditional.
I know some people like the peanut butters.
I'm not down with the peanut butters. So
I've always been a strict Thin Mints guy.
What's the one with the coconut and the caramel and the chocolate? The Samba?
Not into that, really.
The Samoa.
Samoa.
Absolutely delicious. Sends me right to the dentist every time, though. So, ladies and gentlemen, get yourself some milk. Go to GirlScoutCookies.org. And let's get this done.
Okay. I'm in.
Now,
I am in.
Here's a question for you that we've never asked on the No Sweat News. When is it okay to steal an ambulance?
I would say it's okay to steal an ambulance if the driver of the ambulance somehow is passed out.
Drunk, and
you got a guy in there, and you go, well, look, this guy needs medical attention. I better get in the ambulance, drive to the hospital.
Okay. All right. See, now this begs the question. That begs the question, hang on one second, that there are times when it's okay to steal an ambulance. Because up until now, I never really thought there was a time when it would be okay. But I do believe this gentleman in Baltimore has a really good reason to steal an ambulance. And here's his reason.
I was just going to say, the second reason, though, to steal an ambulance is if you're Harrison Ford in The Fugitive. And you did not kill your wife, and Tommy Lee Jones is chasing you.
Yeah, and the one-armed guy.
The one-armed guy, you have to go and find him.
Well, this guy in Baltimore was having a heart attack. And instead of calling for the ambulance himself, he just happened to walk past. He said, man, my heart feels bad. Look at that. There's a running ambulance right down the street. He jumped in and started driving himself to the hospital.
I don't think that's that bad of big of a...
The police did not yet charge him with a crime.
Yeah.
Once they pulled him over after saying, hey, that's the ambulance that got stolen, they drove him to the hospital for treatment.
You know
I think
what?
We
that's
have found
good stuff.
I think we found a reason why it's okay to steal an ambulance.
And that's good stuff that they were understanding.
I mean, I would have gone with, what if I need it to be a getaway vehicle after I rob a bank? I mean, everybody gets out of the way of the ambulance.
That's a good one. I believe that's what De Niro did in the movie Heat.
Going
back to the world of cinema.
Ladies and gentlemen, police in Tyler, Texas are on the hunt for a man who broke into a store in the mall. He dropped in from the ceiling, a la Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
Oh, yeah.
He lowered himself through the ceiling.
Oh.
Did not even touch the floor as he hung from the rope, got what he wanted to steal, climbed back up the rope, and escaped. And all as they have are grainy images on the surveillance camera.
That's amazing.
What did he steal?
What? I would say diamonds.
Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots?
The gentleman in question in Tyler, Texas, broke into a Dippin' Dots store. Went all Mission Impossible.
Society's breaking down when you're doing stuff like
stole
this.
Stole the Dippin' Dots.
I totally thought you were going to tell me some sort of gold idol or maybe some kind of expensive diamond or something.
One man's Dippin' Dot is another man's gold, David.
You know, you can buy those, sir.
Yeah.
You can actually walk into the store buy Dippin' Dots rather than have this whole super spy contraption set up.
That's today's No Sweat News. We'll catch you Friday for the Guns N' Roses tickets on the No Sweat News quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.